You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jump into stuff. We got a million questions from people. I want to ask a couple of my own. How much joy do you get out of playing defense? Because it seems like no matter where you go, you're like really thoroughly enjoying sort of the challenge of the different spots. How it feels like everybody likes to talk hitting. How much do you enjoy playing defense?
I really like it. I guess I really haven't taken pride in it up until maybe a couple years ago, and definitely really when I came over here and met Bobby, our infield coach, and Manny and all the guys here, and Haas and Toddy, and we got a great pitching staff, so I want to take pride out there, and so they have confidence in me when I'm out there.
It's interesting because it feels like every time, either Jay Singler or Bobby Dickerson, who you referenced, the infield coach, is asked about you and sort of what happened, they all reference the COVID shutdown after spring training last year and how you came to San Diego and how you worked your tail off. How much do you think those couple of months before the COVID camp began, that summer camp last year, contributed to you getting to where you are with this team?
Yeah, I think if I could pinpoint one crucial time in my career since I've been playing pro ball, it was that whatever it was, two and a half months where we were just almost one-on-one, or it was just me and Toddy or me and Haas or whoever it was out there just working on infield stuff with him.
That's really cool. Am I correct yesterday in that I saw you had a catcher's mitt on at Chase Field?
Yeah, I play catcher with a catcher's glove every once in a while before the games.
So you're just breaking it in, just in case?
It's not mine. It's not mine, no.
Okay. It's a borrowed glove. Is there any truth to the rumor that you approached Jay Singler at some point this season about playing all nine positions in one game?
That is true, yes.
And is it accurate to say that his answer was a very quick and equivocal no?
Yeah.
Have you given up on pushing that at all, or is that something we want to readdress at some point?
I kind of got to pump the brakes a little bit on it and then maybe bring it up later once he forgets about it again.
Okay, I like it. You clinch the division or something, and the next day you talk about it or something like that. All right, I got a bunch that came in here from people in no particular order at all. This one's from Wedge Wizard on Instagram, and he wants to know, of all the nicknames that have been thrown your way, do you have a favorite here in San Diego?
Oh, man. I think they're all good. I mean, the Crone Zone one's kind of taken over. But I've said it before, I like the Jake the Rake one because when people are calling me that, I'm usually hitting pretty good, and I like it when I hit well, so.
It has like a good connotation to it. That's very fair. Chelsea on Twitter, we mentioned the pitching thing. She says, do you ever miss pitching? We got to see you pitch the one time against the Dodgers earlier this year, but do you actively miss it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed doing it while I was doing it in college, and then even in 2019 when I was in Tampa in AAA two-waying. It's always something I've kind of missed, just like playing other sports. Stuff like that. I miss playing other sports and definitely miss pitching.
That 619 kid on Instagram, he wants to know what the arsenal is out on the mound. Obviously, we got a little bit of a look at it in that Dodger game when you struck out Mookie Betts. I just like mentioning that you struck out Mookie Betts. But what do you feature out on the hill, he said?
So in 2019, it was just four-seam, cutter, curveball. In college, it was a little different. It was two-seam, splitter, slider, and then I threw the sinker to Mookie, and I threw it in that game against the Dodgers a couple times. But that's right now it's just fastball because that's all they'll let me throw.
All right, well, I guess that's reasonable. You're very valuable doing other things. Jake from Instagram wanted to know who your favorite player was growing up.
My favorite player growing up? I don't know. There were some really good Tigers teams when I was growing up. Miggy's still there, but Miggy was there. Victor Martinez, they had some studs. Verlander was there, Scherzer, Price. I just love watching that team. But favorite, like, athlete growing up was probably, like, Steve Yzerman.
Oh, hockey. Okay, so there we get into the hockey stuff. Red Wings legend, for those who don't know. That city, that sport there is a very, very special thing. Was hockey, I know you played growing up, was that like number one for you at all times as a kid and through high school?
Yeah, I mean, it still might be my favorite sport. I love playing it. I played all the way until I got to college, and that was definitely my favorite sport in high school until really, I guess, my senior year, end of junior year when I was getting ready to go to Michigan.
Since the hockey and the baseball seasons don't really overlap all that much, at least during the regular season, I mean, how close are you still following the Red Wings at this point in your life?
I follow the Red Wings a little bit. They've had a tough couple seasons, but they got a young team this year. They made some good trades, got a couple good draft picks this year, and hopefully they can turn things around in hockey town.
I like that we're breaking down the Red Wings draft. That's awesome. Keith on Twitter, this is an interesting question. He says, as an offensive guy, as a hitter, how do you not press maybe when there could be some pressure to, you know, pick up the pitching staff if a guy is struggling or if generally the staff is struggling, to sort of stay within yourself and not worry about that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's tough because you want to do everything you can to help your team win. And, you know, if there's nobody on, you always want to hit the solo homer. If there's a ton of guys on, you want to hit a homer and drive them all in. But at the same time, as long as you can have quality at-bats when you're at the plate, no matter what the situation is, I think, you know, if every guy in the lineup's doing that, it's a lot easier to, I guess, mount that comeback or create an offensive inning where you score 2, 3, 4 runs.
We talk a lot about the pass the baton mentality, and we see that obviously from you guys. A couple of tremendous comebacks this year. Certainly the Camarena game comes to mind, the Dodger game on Sunday Night Baseball. Is there a common thread with some of these comebacks you guys have had in terms of the way the offense has kind of clicked at whatever point it was in that game?
You know, obviously the Camarena home run's really easy to pinpoint. But I think other than that, you know, you look at these big innings that we have, I think a lot of them come, and there might not even be a home run in the inning. You know, it's 3 or 4 singles. You see a walk in there a lot. Maybe somebody moving somebody over early in the inning to create some offense. You know, and maybe you get that home run, but I think a lot of the innings where we create a lot of traffic on the base paths is, you know, a walk, a single, a double, another walk, and it just keeps kind of spiraling.
Was that as wild as the dugout has been this year, though, when Camarena hit that ball off Scherzer?
Probably either that one or some of the home runs against Haas hit the game tying home run against the Reds. Kim hit the pinch hit homer against the Reds. I mean, there's been a ton of, but that one I think kind of stands out just because of the situation.
And the Melanson bunt, of course, the other night.
Yeah, that might be up there too.
That was some of the great reactions we've ever seen. All right, I'm going to try and click on the question thing. We got a lot coming in, and some of them obviously repetitive and stuff we've kind of already talked about. I'm not doing taco shop. Sorry, guys. No burrito questions. Not going to happen. Who's your favorite guy to hang out with on the team? That came in also here.
I don't know, man. There's so many I can pick from, but I think just when we're all sitting there before the game in the clubhouse just hanging out, just, you know, there's 5 or 6 of us just talking whatever, baseball, fantasy football, anything. It's fun.
This one came in earlier from M. Null on Instagram. He wants to know what you attribute your versatility to, and have you always played all over?
Yeah, I've pretty much played all over almost my entire life, even, you know, from Little League to high school, and then especially in college. And I didn't really settle into one position until 2016 in Tampa when I started playing shortstop, where I played shortstop 16, 17, 18. And then 19, I moved around a little bit when I was a two-way in Tampa. And then since I've been here, I've moved around a little as well.
A lot of marriage proposals have come in. I don't know if there's necessarily a question there, but it's certainly something to pass along. Questions also about the pants. Is the origin story, do I have this right? It was Denver. You took Profar's pants. At this point, are you still wearing Profar's pants, or are these now your own pants that have been altered to be a little tighter?
No, they are. They're the same pants. I think I just have my name in them.
So did he have to get new pants? Take us inside the clubhouse. How does that work? When you steal another man's pants and make them your own, what's sort of the mechanics of that whole situation from like a TJ Laidlaw situation?
Well, thank goodness we're in the major leagues, and I think they had some extra pairs. So I think that we were all able to wear them because Kim started wearing them. Obviously, Toddy wears them. Profar wears them. So we'll try to get as many people on them as we can.
And it was, am I right? It was like a slump busting kind of thing in Denver earlier this year?
Yeah, I mean, we weren't playing well. I think I had the off day game. just try something new. And I ended up hitting a pinch hit homer, and I don't think we won the game, but I think we were losing like 7-2 or something, and we almost came back and won the game. And then that next week we had a really, really good homestand, so they kind of stuck.
Hey, whatever works. I saw a question scroll through from another Jake, and he wants to know if you play any video games.
I do. I started playing The Show for the first time this year because I'm an Xbox guy. It came out on Xbox, so started playing The Show. Not online because I'm not good enough at it yet. Call of Duty. I'm excited for the new Halo to come out this fall, so I think that's probably, I'll be playing that a lot this offseason.
Did Toddy hook you up with a show? Like, is that how that works when you're like,
I wish
the
I was begging
on
him,
the
but we didn't
game.
Get him from Toddy. Got it from somebody else. But
I guess that's good enough. Along those lines, PodsFan25 Instagram, aside from video games now, I guess. Favorite things to do to unwind when you're away from baseball?
Video games helps. Just watching TV shows, laying around on the couch. I'm a huge foodie, so I like trying new restaurants and stuff like that. It's a little tough during the year, but definitely in the off season, try some new stuff. But that's really it.
Among the marriage proposals were questions about your family. I'm guessing, you know, last year obviously they never got the opportunity to watch you. How nice has it been to be able to have that chance, you know, at least a few times here this season?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I think they came for opening weekend. They came in like June or July. They've come on the road a couple times. So it's been awesome to just get them to the game and be able to see them there.
Very cool. All right, I'm going to try and pull one or two more from the question box here if I can find something that's not about a burrito and your favorite. You know what? You wore me down. What's your favorite burrito? Go ahead. And be careful, please, for the love of God.
Oh, no. Favorite burrito in San Diego?
Yes, of course, because San Diego has the greatest burritos. You know that. You wouldn't even think of eating a burrito from anywhere but San Diego.
I'm not going to lie. The only place I've had a burrito from in San Diego is Lolita's, the surf and turf burrito, which is really good. Now, if there's any others that I should try, they can send places in. I had Puesto tacos the other day, which were really good.
Oh, delicious. A couple of excellent choices. Two of my favorites, certainly. Hopefully everybody lets you off the hook with those answers. Somebody I saw asked, I think it was Non, favorite part of Petco Park and being able to play here?
I think the obvious is the weather, but it's just a great place to play. I mean, the fans are awesome. The backdrop to the city's great. I mean, it's pretty hard not to like Petco Park.
No doubt about it. Hey, man, really appreciate this. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us. I know there's
yeah,
a game
absolutely.
Coming up in like 2 hours there in Phoenix. How is beautiful Phoenix?
It's great. It's not 150 out. It's like 90, which is great. So I like that.
when 90 is a win. Awesome, man. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed this. And Jake, thank you again. We really do appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
All right. That's awesome. Jake Cronenworth live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.